SBS Radio.
Ang bilang ni Scott Morrison sa parlamento ay bumaba pa ng gusto na maaring ikawala nito ng mayoriya. Ito po ay nangyari kahapon. Sa pagkakataong ito, si Julia Banks ang naglabas ng di mabuting balita sa kanyang paglipat sa crossbench.
The Liberal Party has changed, largely due to the actions of the reactionary and regressive right wing who talk about and talk to themselves rather than listening to the people. To continue to put the people before the party and act in the nation's interest authentically and constructively, effective immediately, I will serve as a member of this House of Representatives as an independent representative.
Sinabi rin ni Banks, mahalaga na magkaroon ng parehong bilang ng representasyon ng kalalakian at kababaihan sa parlamento upang magkaroon ng tunay na pagbabago sa kultura. Nangyari ito habang umano iniulat ni Ministro Kelly O'Dwyer sa kanyang mga kasamahan sa pampublikong pananaw sa Partido Liberal na ito ay homophobic, hindi makababae at tumatanggi sa pagbabago ng klima. Subal sa question time, si O'Dwyer ay naging mas maingat. Nagpahayag ng tanungin pilit ni pangalawang leader ng Labor, Tanya Plibersek.
I thank the member for her question and I would very much encourage her to read the Women's Economic Security Statement, which will
members
be
on my left
to tell her more about what we are doing for Australian women.
Sinabi naman ni Chris Bowen, tagapagsalita ng Labor sa Tresuriya, sa kaganapang ito, ang kampo ni Morrison ay wala nang gaanong maipagmamalaki.
Now the biggest contribution that Scott Morrison has made since becoming Prime Minister is having two less Liberal MPs, not having the members for Wentworth and now Chisholm in the government party room. People are more entitled to ask than ever before, why is Malcolm Turnbull no longer the Prime Minister of Australia? Why is this man here?
Kine-question din ng leader ng oposisyon Bill Shorten ang liderato ni Scott Morrison.
Given that his minority government is consumed by division, dysfunction and chaos, was it a mistake for the current Prime Minister to replace Malcolm Turnbull? And again today I ask, why isn't Malcolm Turnbull still the Prime Minister of Australia?
Sinabi naman ni Morrison na ninindigan siya sa kanyang pwesto at sa kanyang pamahalaan.
Our government's getting on with the job, Mr. Speaker. Since we were last here in this place, our government has been getting on with the job.
Ipinagmamalaki ang kanyang positibong pamamalakad sa pananalapi. Ipinahayag ni Morrison na ang pampederal na budget sa 2019 ay ilalabas isang buwang mas maaga para maganap ang halalan sa Mayo. Sinabi niya ipapaabot ng pamahalaan ang surplus na budget sa ikalawa ng Abril.
As I announced earlier today, our government will hand down a budget next year and it will be a surplus, Mr. Speaker. It will be a surplus and it will be the first surplus budget since the coalition was last in government, Mr. Speaker.
Sinabi ng ingat yaman Josh Frydenberg, maliwanag na ipapakita ng susunod na halalan ang malaking pagkakaiba-iba sa pang-ekonomikong alituntunin ng Partido Liberal at Labor.
A contrast between a coalition government which is growing the economy and has an economic plan that is working and is for the future. And the Labor Party, who wrongly believe you can tax yourself to prosperity. $200 billion of new taxes on everything from your income and your business to your hard-earned savings and to your home.
Yan po ang ating tampok na ulat.
I really encourage him to keep going. I mean, we've had the courage to put out our policies in relation to the budget way in advance of an election to get a mandate to do big and important things. We went to the last election with our negative gearing policy. We'll go to this election with negative gearing and dividend imputation and fundability in particular, as well as others. We will argue the case right up till election day because our policies are fair, they're well crafted, and they're the best plans for the budget and for the future.
sbs.com.au